gossip. The F1 Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Grid Gossip, Season 2, Episode 5, Australian Grand Prix. My name is Dell, and I am here with my co-host, Julie. How are you doing, lady?
I'm good. I'm bleeding red for Ferrari.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got to, you haven't gotten back to me and made your final decision.
No, I want that jacket.
Oh, that was, okay, I thought you were thinking about
I'm ready for the purchase.
Okay.
Dell will be purchasing me my Ferrari jacket in lieu of being unable to attend the US Grand Prix this year. So I will certainly be wearing it every Monday when we record.
Dude, I don't know if they'll lose another race. They look really good.
I like don't want to jinx it.
Well, it's early, but yeah, he's got like a Lewis Hamilton size lead after three races?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it, but Australian Grand Prix, I thought it was a pretty cool circuit. I mean, I've seen it before, but they made a few changes right off the bat. Just before we get into what we did this weekend and all that, the amount of bouncing or porpoising in these cars, especially the Mercedes, especially when you're watching on, you know, on deck, like it's unreal. Crazy. It's unreal. Like it made me nauseous just following along. So I feel bad for Lewis and Russell, but it seems like it's happening in all the cars.
Very bouncy.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. But how was your weekend? What have you been up to?
Oh, last week I was in New York, and then I came back. It was good. It was a in and out trip. Then I got back and back into work. And Friday I was hit with a sinus infection.
Ew.
That was unlike any sinus infection I've had in years. Like I was down for the count. I had like the uncontrollable sneezes 15 times in a row, like violently.
Last year, I had a bad sinus infection. It's terrible.
It was bad. And like nothing was helping. So I took like Mucinex. I took Sudafed. I snorted Afrin. I got a humidifier. Nothing was really helping. And then I slept hard on Friday night. And Saturday, I woke up feeling a little bit better. And then it was qualifying. I had to take like 3 naps through qualifying.
What's an hour long?
I took a nap every like 15 minutes.
That's a lot.
But I made it through. It was quite lively qualifying. I was just still not feeling quite well. What else? We got massages on this weekend, which was nice.
Well, couples yesterday massage?
No, different rooms. What's the point of being in the same room when your face is in a pillow? And then Sunday, we went to an Italian restaurant. We got some wedding tasks done. I installed a drip irrigation system in my vegetable garden.
Wow. That's
productive.
Very productive. What did I do this weekend? It's pretty low key. We've got spring break this week. We as in Carter. So, you know, I took the week off just to hang out with him. And then we're going up to Pittsburgh later this week for some baseball games. Nationals are playing Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh. Yeah, Chris is going. So Carter has this this goal of hitting every baseball stadium before he goes to college. So we've got a lot of work to do. so we're knocking Pittsburgh off. Yeah, so that's an easy one. I was looking into it. I was like, maybe go to New York like tomorrow and knock out one of the stadiums up there. But I forgot I have a dentist appointment, so that's not going to work. But
I have dentists this week too. Twins.
Yeah, I'm like I actually enjoy the manual cleaning sensation.
I do not.
So I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, that was my weekend. So I was just hanging out. Boys, cool. Spring break weekend. But watch the race. The time difference is crazy. Every time I check my phone when I woke up in the morning, like it was already done. You know, qualifying was done, practices were done. Yeah. So I didn't make the mistake of jumping on ESPN or F1.com Sunday morning. I just jumped right onto the app.
I avoided social media, but I woke up and looked to see what happened because there's no way I could have like waited to know the future.
No,
so I saw the results of qualifying and then I went back and watched the same thing with the race.
Mm-mm. That's no good for me. That's just can't do that. So, I thought it was a good event though. We'll kind of crank through it here. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it was, you know, there was a good amount of action right from the start in qualifying. Do you want to take us through that?
Yeah. So with Q1, Aston Martin didn't go out at first. They were having car issues with both Lance as well as Seb. One fact was that Hamilton has been on pole the last 6 times at this track. And as we now know, that record is no more. But Bottas was the last winner. He won the last time we were here, I guess, 3 years 19?
Ago. Yeah.
What is this? Billionaires Boys Club? Did you add that in there?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What does that mean?
It's the two kids of billionaires, Stroll and Latifi.
I didn't know Latifi was a kid of a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. His parents. And they're both from Canada, too.
He keeps Latifi's crashing. Loaded.
Well, you know where I stand with Latifi this year, although that wasn't his fault. But yeah, it was pretty funny to see them connect. I mean, Aston Martin, let's just talk about that first. They are having a terrible, terrible year.
Remember when they were the Pinks and they were like, oh, my God, you're the Pinks. You're doing so well. But you know what? You know what was clouding that? Sergio was on the Pinks and he's just a ray of sunshine. Although Seb is also a ray of sunshine, but they got that Pinks away and everything started to go downhill because they had to be like cool Aston Martin.
Yeah, their car is dog shit. And I think Sir Stroll is going to have a very serious conversation with his
son. Seb doesn't care, but it was good to see that he was back and healthy, but he didn't race for much.
No, he didn't have a great car. But yeah, that's why I put the Billionaire Boys Club, because they are both billionaires, essentially.
Yeah, it did seem like Stroll went like and cut off Latifi. That's how it looked to me.
He was looking in the wrong mirror.
But like, it's just Q1. Like, what are you doing?
They both suck. Let's just call it. Let's just call it what it is. So have we seen a crash? I don't recall seeing a crash in qualifying in my F1 fan tenure. Like two cars crashing into each other.
Latifi's wheels went, like, I always think of like in Cars, the movie, when like their wheels yes. are all wild. Yes. That's what happened. He turned into the Cars, which Sebastian is a voice in the Cars movie.
Yes, he is. I remember
how
when
about
you told
that? Me that. I just brought that full circle.
You did. Mm-hmm. You did. So yeah, that was the Billionaire Boys Club accident in Q1. Yeah.
So we had a red flag. And in that time, they got Sebastian's car to work. So he was able to go out in Q1 where there was only 2 minutes left. And so no one in the front of the pack went back out. They all stayed in. Back of the pack went out and only Gasly improved his time. Everyone else stayed in the same position. Red Bulls were at the top and then the Ferraris were following them.
Q2. You almost had a Hamilton Max accident.
Well, this is interesting.
Which was crazy.
Hamilton was like, oh, Max didn't move over. But I don't think Max, when the way that Max responded to the radio was like, he didn't realize that Hamilton was even on a flying lap. I don't know whose job it is to tell him that.
It's a race engineer.
Yeah. But I don't think that was like Max's fault per se. But like, of course. Hamilton always, he just like the blame game.
Well, I mean, it could have been any driver. I mean, Max was in a precarious spot. It was a little tight. I mean, Lewis, I think, had under control, but it was a lot closer mm-hmm. than it needed to be. And Max didn't know he was coming, which, again, that's the race engineer's fault. So thus Max's fault. But like that would have been that would have been just hilarious.
Yeah.
All things considered. So a good amount of action in qualifying, just getting through the laps. Gasly. What happened to Gasly in Q2?
He didn't make it through.
Yeah, he got popped, which was surprising.
Yeah, Hamilton ended up in 8th. McLaren made it through. That was exciting.
They did.
And Alonso crashed at the end, starting off one of their most expensive weekends to date.
Yeah, it was. He was on a lap that was kind of reminiscent of Max in, not Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, where he was on a flyer. And I think the splits had him maybe 100th down. I mean, he was in it for pole, at least through Q2. And then he hit the wall, which was no bueno. It sounds like his engine cut out, which seen a lot of that this year so far. So that was a bummer, because that would have been cool to see Alonso start, you know, top 3, top 4, you know, given how good of a driver he is, both defensively and offensively. So that was your Q2. Take us through Q3.
Yeah, Q3, I mean, was a little boring.
Compared to Q1 and Q2, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. This was after my, like, second nap as well. So, Leclerc did get past Verstappen at the very end to get pole position. Carlos like couldn't get a good lap in, so I think he started like eighth or so.
Eighth, yeah. You could tell even after the first two races, because we joked about it, right? Like just not being as proud or as happy with his performance. And that's tough, right? I mean, he's done a good job through the first two races, but Leclerc has been that much better. And then he had the bad qualifying. And I really don't know. Could he not get a lap in? I don't understand how that happened.
Something about the timing was off or something, but I just think he like had a bad start to the weekend and then he was just like, I'm over it. McLaren did quite well in Q3. Lando got fourth and Ricky got seventh. So they actually rose up this week, surprisingly. I never thought we'd see the day. I mean, it's only one weekend, but.
I mean, that's a big jump, though. I mean, from bottom 20th. Yeah. So that's huge. Yeah, it was good to see them. Good to see Ricardo, both cars, you know, and they finished towards the top as well, which was good.
So when I woke up on Sunday, I looked at the race results and I saw that Max wasn't in the top three. I didn't look to see beyond that. I just looked who won. And then as I'm watching the race, they're mentioning that Max was getting his car worked on the grid before the start. And I was like, ah, that's when he finishes himself. Something's wrong with his car, which did end up being the case. Perhaps they were related. I don't know if the things were related or not, but.
Well, supposedly before the cars hit the grid, like overnight, they being Red Bull, replaced like radiator parts in both cars. So they were having some sort of cooling issue. And then before the race, they had the front wing off of Max's car, which has really nothing to do with the radiator. And it wasn't very clear what they were working on. But to your point, that's an ominous way to start a race when you're on the grid.
Yeah.
And they start taking your car apart. Never a great look.
Yep. Going into turn one, I mean, Charles gets ahead clean. Like he's like gone for the rest of the race. You actually like don't hear much from him on the radio. He's just gone.
Yeah, he starts races.
He's so much.
Very well. That car's got a lot of speed, but to your point, I think they're up like 1.3 seconds in the first lap, which is pretty impressive, especially when Max is behind you. So that was it was pretty obvious that assuming he could take care of starts for any future safety cars, which we had a few, or red flags, which we did not have during the race, that car's it's very like Mercedes like from 2 years ago in the years in all the years before that. Yep.
Yeah. But speaking of Mercedes, Hamilton actually had a really great start.
He did.
He skirted up third ahead of Perez. Sainz, terrible start, dropped five places.
So Bottas like.
I know. And then he kind of like spun out on the gravel and didn't finish. But in that virtual safety car, Stroll went and changed his tires twice.
I didn't catch that during the race. I think I might have been on board.
So I think he wanted to use the same set of tires for the entire race, but he had to change his tires. So he went in, changed his tires, did a lap in those, went back in and went back to the other tires.
So did he do a lap in a different compound? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. I think he did a lap on a medium.
Interesting. I didn't catch that. I saw your notes. I was like, what is he talking about? Oh, that's interesting. And he went on those hards the rest of the race?
Yep. Hmm. And then we had some action between Perez and Hamilton, which I love to see.
Yep.
Anytime Perez is passing people, I just like get a thrill out of it. I think they like had a like back and forth at least twice throughout the race. But then you see Max starting to have tire trouble around lap 12. So then I started to get worried about that. Is that what takes him out? Because I knew he got taken out, but I didn't know when. So it was very terrifying. But then we had another safety car. Sebastian spun out off the curb. He ended up pulling over to the side, but very expensive weekend.
Yeah. Crashed his front wing. Destroyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Poor Seb. It's been a tough start. I hope things get better. And if they don't, I hope this isn't his last year. It'd be kind of a shitty way to go out. But
yeah.
So let's go back to Sainz really quickly. terrible start. What's going on in his head before he hits the gravel trap? Do you think he's just pressing too hard to make up spots? Do you think the fact that his teammate Leclerc's in first and showing out had anything to do with it? Or do you think he just, it just happened?
I think he was in his own head and it just like was a bad weekend for him and he couldn't get out of the, couldn't get out of it. I don't think it had to do with Charles specifically.
Yeah.
I don't think they have like that type of competition between one another.
I don't either, but I do think that sits in his head, as it would for any driver for that. I mean,
yeah,
you know, like your teammates in first place in the championship and first place in the race and looks very dominant. So yeah, it was a bummer. I would have liked to see him charge back, but I mean, his start was so bad. Did he sign his contract, by the way? I don't know if they executed that yet. You might want to get
that
signed.
Keep him. He looks so good in red.
Yeah.
So we had the safety car because of Sebastian, and then Mercedes took advantage of that and pit Russell. And then it was Leclerc, Verstappen, Russell in the top three. Max tried to get past Charles at the restart, but was not successful. I guess this is where I realized there was a rule or regulation change. So if you remember last year, like Max's favorite thing to do during a restart is like stay right next to the other person, but like not be ahead of them so that he can just gun it. And you can't do that this year.
Although he still kind of does that. I mean, he did that last race. He kind of puts it right there in your back pocket. But I knew the race was over when he couldn't get past Charles on the second restart because Charles actually had a terrible start. And Max still couldn't pass him down the straight, which was shocking.
Yeah. I think there were issues happening with the car, which leads to him pulling over on lap 39. He shut the car off himself because he smelled fluid. And like the people on the track that helped were just like standing there watching him. And he was like, yo, like the car's on fire. Like get the extinguisher.
Yeah, that was funny. Although you couldn't see it from the other side is my guess.
You couldn't, but he was like, come on. Like they're not even going to walk over and look at the car.
Yeah, they definitely didn't have a sense of urgency about it.
No urgency.
I love Max's, I think he said it twice this year that I've caught on the radio. He goes, the car's shitting itself.
Ew, that's probably what it smells like.
So I think it's the second time Max is DNF this year, both while in P2 towards the end of the race. So that's got to be uber frustrating for him.
But it just led to a virtual safety car. So it was quick. This is where Stroll got a 5-second penalty for weaving on the straight. Like,
I mean, he's not a good driver. He's just not.
And then we had an interesting radio by Hamilton because, of course, he has to complain some more. But it seemed like he was told that he couldn't overtake George. George was driving really well. He was ahead. And Hamilton goes over the radio. You guys put me in a very difficult position.
So did they say that? Because I didn't hear that on the radio.
Yes. Go back and listen to your premium subscription.
But did he ask? Did he like ask like, can we fight it out? Or did they just say you can't? I totally must have missed it. I didn't hear that. I was bouncing around from onboards. That I feel like that was kind of blown out of proportion, because that's actually not what he was referring to.
Then what do you think he was referring to?
Well, he gave an interview afterwards and clarified what his comments
were. What was it? Well, tell us.
Yeah, so his power unit was overheating. So they were like, you can't push it that hard. The power unit is overheating.
But why not just be like, okay. Why does he have to like be so like, oh.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Because when I heard it too, it definitely had some connotations of like, what would happen? But that's not what he meant. Why does he say that? I don't know. He's Lewis Hamilton. Like, what? I feel like we go through this every like five races.
The only last commentary I have was Sergio was in a race by himself. He couldn't catch up to Leclerc. Russell couldn't catch up to him. So at one point he said to his race engineers, are you still awake? Because like nothing was happening. Like there was nothing. There was no communication. And I was like, that's funny.
When Max is not in the race, which happened in the first race, it's happened other times. You can just tell through the lack of radio, and even after like they congratulate him, like, you know, Horner, good drive, Checo, and it's just it's not with the same enthusiasm as when Max is, you know, winning or on the podium with Checo. And then Checo also needs to stop doing the bummer for Max in his post conference. Like, fuck Max. Why don't you focus on trying to win a driver's championship? Like, it's, I know last year you were there to, you know, protect Max and support the team and maybe win a constructors. And that's still the goal this year. But like, you've come out and said you want to compete for a driver's championship. And I actually don't know what the driver's championship standings are, but I would imagine he's probably ahead in points for Max because Max hasn't finished two races. So it's like, you know, like,
you just want him to like,
be a little bit more, just stop being so apologetic for Max not finishing races. Like, that's not your problem. That's what makes him a good guy, though, too. You know what I mean?
The race results are Charles, Sergio, Russell, Hamilton, Norris, Ricardo. So great race from McLaren. Mm-hmm. Ocon, Bottas, Gasly, Albon.
Yeah, and that was cool for Albon to get a point. So that was,
it was a good race. I was excited about it.
Yeah, it was good. There was some action. You had some crashes. You had some action towards the front for a little bit.
And now we have a weekend off before we go to Italy.
Yes, exactly. Imola, which has provided some really good races the last few years. So I'm looking forward to that. What's going on the off-grid? I feel like it's been quieter, which is weird.
I think like a lot of the WAGs are like in school.
That's actually,
I'm not joking. Like, Carmen, Carmen recently made her Instagram public. She's in school. So she's not out at these things with George. And I think Charlotte's in school too. So kind of boring. Also, it must have been, just given how the travel to Australia, that like how far it is, one, but also their regulations.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point too. With COVID, you mean?
Yeah. So I imagine we see a little bit more of them in Italy next week. Now that it'll be in Europe, they'll be able to like access it quicker for a weekend trip. Yeah,
that's a great point. That's a great point. And the weather's getting warmer.
Oh, the only thing that came out was, in anticipation of this Grand Prix weekend, Daniel Ricciardo released a wine decanter in the shape of a shoe.
Oh, he released wine and then also a glass decanter.
I cared more about the decanter.
Did you order it? It was like limited edition. No.
Wine decanter.
Yesterday, or maybe it was today, I think. Yeah, I saw it on ESPN. Toto came out and blasted Michael Masi, calling him disrespectful and a liability to F1. Mic drop.
What's with all the name calling? Be nice, people. It's out of stock, but it was $700
for the glass that chewy decanter?
Yeah.
What?
$700.
Whoa.
It took 100 hours to complete.
That's crazy.
There's only 1,100 in existence.
Damn. Oh, wow. I definitely would have been out on that. So $700. That's crazy. What else? We had, did you hear about this? So that in the regulations, you have to wear like fireproof underwear, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't want you wearing jewelry. And
is Lewis not wearing jewelry? Lewis is the only one that wears jewelry.
Lewis says one of his earrings is like he hasn't taken it out in like several years. He's like, it's like permanently in there. He's like, I'm not chopping my ear off to take off my earring.
Well, they could chop the earring off.
Well, he said he's not doing that. And Horner said he doesn't check his drivers to make sure they're wearing fireproof underwear, and he's not going to. So kind of silly stuff, but.
I mean, yeah. I would want to wear fireproof underwear. Why wouldn't you want to wear that? Maybe it's uncomfortable.
Well, because if we're worried about the fire getting to your underwear and it's made it to your underwear, I mean, does it really matter at that point? I mean, it's gone through your suit, through your helmet. Through your everything protecting your chunk.
Skin down there.
I don't know. I didn't even know they made fireproof underwear, but yeah. So that was just some shit and giggles with the new regulations. But we have a week off, and then we're in Imola, like you said. And then from there, I think we get on a little bit of a run. Where are we at? Oh, we're back in Miami after that.
Yeah.
They're bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Miami race. Have you seen the circuit? Have you gone through it? It looks pretty neat.
No, I haven't yet, but I will be studying up before the race. There's a beach club inside of it. I know that.
There is. It seems like their hospitality suites are pretty legit, which makes sense. Is that the weekend of your wedding? That is, right?
Miami's the weekend before.
It's the weekend before. Okay. Of course, feel free to hit us up on Instagram for Gossip F1. And we'll check you guys later.
Check it.